Welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit on KUSP, where we explore the connection between what we think with our mind, how we feel with our heart, and who we are in the bigger picture. My name is Derek Albertson, your host today. We have longtime Santa Cruz hypnotherapist, professional coach, and investment advisor, Karen Leonard. For those who experience stress, want to change a habit, or want to invest in ways that benefit under the seventh generation, stay tuned. And now we have Karen Leonard. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Derek, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, you know, I had the opportunity of having a lunch with you a few months ago, and what is a little bit hard to convey on the radio is not only are you you know many things and have studied many things, have many credentials, but you have a great deal of warmth and personal presence.
Thank you for that.
And why don't you start by telling us a bit about your background and how you came to settle in Santa Cruz?
Sure, Derek. I am actually originally from Germany, and I immigrated from Germany in 1980 to Boulder, Colorado, which I just visited recently on a trip again. And at the time, I was actually studying biology, science, and loved Boulder, fell in love with it, and ended up staying, much to the demise of my parents and family back home. But I just really fell in love with Boulder and the United States. And from there, eventually I moved to Santa Cruz and again fell in love with the place. Just being by the ocean had always been a dream of mine. And being in Santa Cruz, originally I actually started teaching high school. I taught biology for a while and enjoyed that very much. And my plan was to go back to Naropa Institute and actually study Eastern-Western psychology. Yet what occurred instead is I enrolled in becoming a hypnotherapist.
Yeah, that's right. That's a wonderful thing. Now, there are many people out there that don't know much about hypnotherapy, and they think that, you know, hypnosis is some trance or some loss of control. Why don't you tell us a little bit about hypnosis and hypnotherapy?
Sure. Actually, hypnotherapy is the therapeutic use of hypnosis. A lot of people are aware of the stage hypnosis and, as you mentioned, losing control. Now, hypnotherapy really uses a very natural state. All of us are aware that we can relax, that we can drive on the highway and miss our exit and trance out, so to speak. All that happens is a change in brainwave patterns. So as we go into a relaxed state, we shift from more of a beta state to an alpha, eventually to a theta state, which is a deeply relaxed place. And the beauty of that is that in that state, we're wide open to learn something new. I really like to look at it as a learning state, a state in which we can change old behaviors, make new connections, discover something about ourselves. And as I mentioned, it's a very natural, very comfortable, pleasant state. Most people just don't want to come back once they start. And it's absolutely safe, safer than taking an aspirin.
Yeah, and I also noticed that you have a certification in NLP.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Neurolinguistic programming is, I guess you could call it a form of counseling. It is not therapy. It developed out of hypnosis. It actually developed here in Santa Cruz about 25 years ago. And when developing NLP, what they looked at is what are the patterns of people that create success in any area of life. How do people that make successful changes or that create success in business or in life in general, what exactly do they do? You know, how do they think about it? What are their belief systems? And so those successful patterns were studied, and from that developed a whole bag full of tools, tricks, ways in which we can help people to shift behaviors.
So if someone came to you, let's say they felt stressed,
mm-hmm.
over the time, and they just really couldn't feel comfortable with themselves. How would you approach this with hypnosis and NLP?
If they felt stressed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I would find out what are the situations in which they get stressed. When we talk about stress management, I think there is both managing your stress in the moment, and then there is managing your stress over time. So I would find out from the person, number one, how do they react in the moment when they go through their day? What are the times in which they get stressed? What are the ways in which they get stressed? How does it show up in the body? How does it show up in the emotions? How does it show up in the mind? And from understanding that, I would then teach them both through NLP and through hypnosis new ways of responding in the moment. And then also look at the long-term picture. Analyze what are the factors in your life that are causing you stress and how can you address that long-term. And that's where coaching comes in.
Which is my next question. I notice you're also a certified professional coach, and I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Okay. What that means is coaching is not really counseling or therapy. It is a way to help a person come up with their own solutions and support them in reaching their goals. So in therapy, oftentimes we look more towards the past. In coaching, we tend to look at the present moment and the future, and how does what I do right now shape my future. So as a coach, I kind of, you know, since I combine coaching and hypnotherapy most of the time, I help the person to take the shifts that they've made in hypnosis and ground it into everyday reality. So I will take them through their day, their week, and ask them, you know, how will you implement this? What will help you? So it is a series of questions that I ask them, and I help them to come up with their own solutions. Most people, as you know, will value a solution much more if it comes from themselves. And most people, you know, we have the answers to our own issues within ourselves. What it does take for most of us is having the space, somebody hold the space so that we can self-reflect long enough to come up with our own solutions.
So if someone is starting a business or is working on a project and hits sort of barriers that might be more their own barriers, inner barriers, you help sort of work out what those barriers are so they can be more successful out there in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, the person will have a chance to reflect, well, what are those barriers? What gets in the way? What can I do differently? And just in having that objective person there, the coach, it is much easier to come up with new solutions.
And as a coach, how do you work? Do you see them an hour a week, or how does that work practically?
It really depends. Just as in hypnotherapy, and like I said, oftentimes I do combine the two, I often do start out with once a week. Now, if it is mainly coaching, I also have clients that I only coach over the phone. I have some coaching that I do in companies. I have some executive coaching that I do, which, you know, works over the phone. Some of it is on need basis. Some of it is once per week. Some of it is once per month, depending on the person's needs.
So the professional part about it, basically, is that's not a limitation.
Oh, not at all. No. It just means it's a term. It's a professional term, professional coaching. It doesn't mean it's only that it's not only for professional issues. It's also for personal issues. So it's really personal and professional. It's, you know, maybe life balance. It's a lot of different issues that people run into. And oftentimes it is professional people that will seek especially the coaching service.
If there's a student out there that has anxiety during a test, and because of that anxiety may not perform as well as they really could, is that something you'd address?
Absolutely.
Give us an example of how that might work out. I come to you, you know, I'm pretty bright, I study, but boy, when it comes to the test, I just freeze up.
Yes, and, you know, I'm actually reminded of someone that came to me in order to take a veterinary exam to become a vet. And this person was very knowledgeable, very skilled, and as you said, it is the test that created the anxiety. And in that case, what I usually combine hypnosis and coaching, and I have the person, again, tell me what happens for them. What? How does the anxiety manifest? Now, anxiety is a learned response, and usually the body follows the mind. So as we have the fearful thoughts, as we, you know, talk to ourselves, oh, this is going to be terrible, I'm going to fail. You know, oftentimes the body will follow these suggestions and then the anxiety starts. And then we're in a loop. So what I did with this person, what I do with anxiety is helping them, again, to come up with a new response in the moment, to learn, and I have them rehearse it during a hypnotic trance of stepping into the situation, accessing a relaxed state, which would be NLP, and then being able to fire what I call an anchor in the moment, which means an immediate response to go into a relaxed state when they're in the pressured situation. So in that way, the person learns a whole new response, and it's body anchored. So it's not just from the mind, but it really comes from the body, where the anxiety starts, you know, in the first place.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And you're also, you've done seminars, a motivational speaker, a teacher. You've also taught at Esalen and Halcyon?
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 Yes, Halcyon is the school that Adam Burke used to have in town here, a hypnotherapy school, and whom I originally did my hypnotherapy training with. And over the years, I have taught some classes through Halcyon, through Adam Burke's classes. And, yes, for, you know, it's something I really enjoy is to teach hypnosis, and I would love to do more of that, to train others to either for their own use or to be hypnotherapists themselves.
Yeah, and talking about training others, in working with you, do you also teach self-hypnosis?
Yes, as people desire it, I certainly teach them self-hypnosis. Now, oftentimes, just, you know, going into the relaxed state is a learned skill, because a lot of people will ask me, well, I don't know if I can be hypnotized. And I always say, yes, you can, because it is a gradual response. Some people will go under very quickly, very easily. Other people take a longer time to learn, but independent of how deeply somebody goes, the hypnosis will work.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the hypnotic trance. A lot of people have fears about hypnosis. Does one sort of become a zombie and lose touch with consciousness? What happens?
Not at all. Most people are completely conscious the entire time. It is like a comfortable, relaxed state. You know, if you're familiar with meditation, it is much like the meditative state, only that the attention is a bit more focused on a specific goal. But it is a very comfortable, relaxed state. You could come out of it at any time. There is no loss of willpower. Actually, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, meaning that a person will go as deep as they desire to go and as they let themselves go.
When they go into that deep place, are they able to access more of their brain or more of their memories than when they're in their conscious state?
Absolutely. In that sense, it's a bit like the dream state. Now, when we're in our conscious awareness, we're functioning during the day, we have lots of tasks to attend to, we're in a very focused mind state, and we're only using, as you're saying, part of our brain power. Now, when we go into the relaxed state, those filters relax a bit. The filters that keep out the storehouse of information that we have available to us, all the memories, all the experiences we've ever had, they're all right there. So in a relaxed state, just like in a dream state, we can access new information, make new connections that we would normally not do in a waking state.
And how is the access of that information, how does that help a person achieve a specific task, like losing weight or stopping smoking or becoming calm?
Mm-hmm. Well, any pattern that we have and any pattern that we wish to change, everything we do has a purpose. Now, even our most crazy behaviors, they have a purpose. You know, if we eat chocolate cake 3 times a day and part of us is saying, why are we doing this? There is a purpose to it. At some point, we learn that this is a way to take care of ourselves. I really believe that our psyche, our mind, our spirit is there for our survival, and the learning that we do is around making ourselves succeed in the world. So even if a behavior seems insane, there is still a purpose. And part of the mechanism of changing a behavior, changing a pattern, is understanding why we do what we do. So when we go into a relaxed state, sometimes we will make a connection. Oh, wow, you know, when I was a child, Dad always came home late at night, and my only way of bonding with him was having a piece of cake at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden you make those connections, and you go, wow, I made a decision really early on that nurturing myself means having chocolate cake at 3 a.m. So,
right.
You know, it's not rational to our adult self, mm-hmm. but to our emotional self, there is always a reason. And so the relaxed state helps us access that. And it's also, I think, a decision to care for our own well-being, more so than willpower or self-discipline.
Yeah. What's the difference between willpower and, you know, you talked about parts. A part of us
mm-hmm.
wants to eat a
mm-hmm.
cake. And it's almost as though if someone is there dealing with temptation, there's a part of them that says, don't eat the cake. You
right.
don't need that cake.
Right.
And part of them goes, eat it, because it's
yes.
associated with love. And that always seems
right.
to be stronger. So
right.
what's the
right.
difference with willpower and working through hypnosis with you?
Yes. You know, the different parts, I think the main different parts would be our mind and our emotions. And our rational self will have one voice. Our emotional self will have another voice. And, you know, we hear a lot on TV or we read it in the papers that the way to change is through willpower. But willpower only takes us for so long. I mean, any of us, you know, that have ever tried to change a behavior by making ourselves do something, you know, you discover you do it for a few days, you're really good, and then all of a sudden something else happens. Because
mm-hmm.
willpower is kind of like forcing it, trying to make something happen. Now, what I found over the years works much better is self-love. And I was fortunate to listen to the lady that was on before me, and I agree very much with her that in becoming our own best friend is what really works, is supporting ourselves in the moment of choice. I'm reminded of a client I'm working with right now, and it was very, very difficult for her to let go of some destructive eating habits. And she finally had a breakthrough saying, you know, I'm really getting what you're saying, that if in the moment I really decide for myself and say, well, now what's the most caring thing I could do right now? And it really shifted for her into the ability of all of a sudden eating more healthy food, exercising a bit more, and, you know, taking it one step at a time. I'm a firm believer in making a sustainable change, not changing everything at once, but gently supporting ourselves to set up a more healthy lifestyle in a caring, nurturing way rather than a self-punishing way. So often we come out of a place of, oh, I'm so bad, you know, I'm eating wrong, and, oh, God, I'm failing again. And that kind of beating ourselves up, you know, the emotional self just go, well, forget that. I'm not going to go along with that. Why should I?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Now, I see that you'll be giving a speech or a topic on a speech, Personal Evolution, Team Up with Your Inner Genie. And that's the Healing Connection, July 23rd at 8:30 in the morning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. This is actually a small group that I'm addressing, and anyone is welcome to come in and join and be there for the talk. And what I mean by team up with your inner genie is basically this ability to change within, the ability to access our inner potential, knowing that we have choice in life, and accessing more of our potential. Because so often the habits that we're in, the patterns that we're in, it seems like we're in a rut and we can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to realize that, yes, we do have choice. By bringing consciousness to the situation and connecting with our inner self, with the power of the unconscious mind, we can affect change in our lives. We can change our patterns, and we can then move forward with what we want to dedicate our lives to.
Now, there's listeners out there that are working, perhaps they want to lose weight and that's
mm-hmm.
a struggle for them, or perhaps they want to change a habit like stopping smoking.
Yes.
What does it take? What are you looking for when that client comes through your door that's going to make it a difference for them? It's going to work
sure.
for them.
Sure. I think, it depends on the motivation that the client has made the decision that, yes, I'm ready, I want to change, and the willingness to do things differently. And then, you know, in the session, you know, whether it's quitting smoking or weight loss, we look at, you know, what are the patterns that are currently set up, and what is the emotional reason why we do what we do? Now, for smokers, I mean, any smoker that I've ever met has a reason why they smoke, you know, be it stress management, be it boredom, be it dealing with emotions. And in order to deal with or stay and quit for a long period of time and for good, we need to address the emotional issues that are going on. Quitting smoking is fairly easy. I mean, I usually do it in two sessions. I have the person quit in the first session, and then they come in the second session, and then we do the real work of setting up, you know, the rest of their lives in terms mm-hmm. of healthy patterns, in terms of how, you know, how do we support you?
Mm-hmm.
So you are your best friend, and you will, you know, follow through, not because, again, out of that place of self-punishment, but out of that place of self-love.
And again, we are talking with Karen Leonard. And Karen, you have a current practice in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to get a touch with you, get
sure.
a hold of you, how would they do that?
You can call me at 457-0950. Again, that's 457-0950. I also have a website, which is www.innerevolution.com, just like innerevolution.com. There's also lots of information on hypnosis articles and hypnosis tapes for sale on the website. or you could come to the talk. And also I have a column in the local Connection magazine called Personal Mastery since 1993, so you can always read the current articles in there.
That's great. And you also told me that you're working on a book. And without telling me the title, I know that's a secret, but tell me about that.
Sure. The book is really, I would say, the third incarnation of the book that I've been working on. And over the years, it's become more and more specialized to, really, it's mostly for the professional person and to help the professional person to stay connected to their soul care. In everyday life, because so many of us that are professionals, we're so busy with everyday life that taking care of our inner well-being, our spiritual life, often gets put on the back burner. So the book really addresses how to do that in the moment with lots of other things going on without stopping our lives, because most of us can't get off the fast train that we're on.
Great. Now, do you have any kind of daily practice where you work for your inner self? Tell us about that.
Sure. I've, you know, it's changed over the years. I really started meditating when I was about 16. I started Zen meditation and yoga. And over the course of my life, I've done many different meditations and practices. And these days, I start up with a bit of yoga in the morning, and then I have a meditation practice that is basically a Buddhist practice that I have developed over the years. And when I'm lucky, I also do some sitting meditation. I find that just having that focus in the morning really connects me to my values, my inner self, and the work that I do. The practice is a medicine Buddha practice, which really is a prayer for everybody's well-being. And that's how I look at my work, to hoping to help everybody that I come in contact with. And I'm also very grateful, because I've learned very much from my clients over the years.
Great. And on top of everything else, you are a visual artist, and you have a show coming up. Tell us about that.
That's right. That's one of my side careers or hobbies. I've always been a painter, and very happy that I'm finally putting up another show. It will go up at the Walnut Avenue Cafe on July 9th. And it's my landscapes in pastel, and they'll be up throughout September, so feel free to stop by and take a look at those.
Great. And what is your vision for your life for the next 10 years?
Okay, for the next 10 years, which is a good chunk of time, I hope to be doing similar things that I am doing, because I really love what I am doing. What I'm seeing more of is, you know, hopefully finishing my book and doing more teaching. I love teaching, doing more speaking. I'm available as a speaker in companies or for private groups. That's something I really enjoy. And, yes, hopefully doing some more painting and traveling, too.
Well, that sounds great fun. And, again, anyone who wants to work with Karen can find her on her website, Inner Revolution.
Inner Evolution.
Inner Evolution. InnerEvolution.com. Got to get that in the right place. And that's locally at 457-0950. And where is your office located?
It's in Brantford 40 Plaza in Santa Cruz, so very easy to find, easy to park, and all those good things. And it certainly may lead to an inner revolution.
Inner revolution by inner evolution. Well, that's wonderful. And if there's someone listening, what would be one tip? If someone has anxiety about something, what would be one tip that you might give them just to help them along today?
What I would say is, when you get into the moment, if you have anxiety, to take a deep breath and then think of a place that is very beautiful, relaxing, peaceful to you. Maybe it's a beach somewhere or a vacation that you've been to. And very vividly imagine that place, and then allow the relaxation to occur, because the body will respond to what you hold in the mind. So careful not to focus on negative thoughts. They're a prayer for what you do not want. But instead, do pray for what you do want, and let yourself focus on a very relaxing, comforting, peaceful image. Maybe even put it on your desk, and let yourself respond to that instead of the fear.
Great. That's sort of like a visualization, an affirmation sort of thing, too.
Yes.
Well, very good. It's been a great pleasure to have you here, as always, Karen. And that's Karen Leonard, innerevolution.com.
Thank you so much, Derek.